House Bill 1185, an act to provide certain protections for structured settlements.
House Bill 1185, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1185 provides certain protections for structured settlements, and I did provide a bill brief in regards to this. A structured settlement is basically when parties are involved, for example, in a workman's comp claim, and they have been awarded a steady stream of payments into the future. What happens is that companies will approach them to factor their payments, which means to deeply discount those payments for those future payments for a lump sum payment. What this bill basically does, and it is model legislation, it was brought here by the National Structured Settlement Association. It basically lays out a process that these people must go to and present their case so that the court is now comfortable and knowledgeable in the fact that if they do want to sell their future payments at a discount, they have to have approval by the court and that everything will be okay. This came out of the Commerce Committee 13-0. It's a great consumer protection bill and had the support of the South Dakota Trial Lawyers Association and the Insurance Association, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1185? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1185. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1185.
Representatives Jaspers, Dunwall, McCauley, Bradford, and Van Norman. Representatives Jaspers and McCauley. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1185, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.